Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Tens of thousands of listeners tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. Like this listener in India, he heard our Hindi language program, and he wrote, 6 months back, when I was in my friend's house, I got an opportunity to listen to your program, Asha Deep. That translates into English as Light of Hope. He goes on, after that day, I became a regular listener to your radio program. Messages and teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ are very wonderful and knowledgeable. God has opened my eyes. I came to know that He has washed my sins away through the holy blood of His only Son. But my family members do not support me. They do not believe in Jesus, and they always oppose me. I feel it is very difficult to obey the word of Jesus and to follow Him. But I want to grow spiritually. Isn't that a wonderful testimony? Praise God, another lost sheep has been rescued by the Good Shepherd. At Heralds of Hope, we count it a privilege to be a tool God can use to share His love with so many people. And we're glad we can share His love with you, too. Having a correct understanding of who Jesus is requires getting our information from the right source. And on this episode of Hope for Today, Dr. Yoder will show us how the wrong information can lead us to serious misunderstandings. If you've been tuning in regularly to Hope for Today, you know we're studying from John's Gospel. Our Bible teacher for this series is the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder, founder and president of Heralds of Hope. Here he is with today's teaching, Correct Your Misunderstandings, from John chapter 10 and verses 31 to 42.
What causes misunderstandings? There are several causes. One may be the lack of information, not having all the facts together. Or it may be the inability to communicate, that is, not able to understand or not able to tell it like it really is. The inability, we say, to communicate. There may be another cause for misunderstanding, and that is not hearing correctly. I may say a word that you do not quite understand. And if you do not understand what I am saying, then you may misunderstand what I mean. How can misunderstanding be corrected? Very simple. Gather the information, all that you can, and sift the facts from the falsehoods. Then listen carefully so as to understand. I believe among the subjects most frequently misunderstood is the nature and mission of Jesus of Nazareth. On that subject, though, hangs the most critical of life's outcomes. My dear friend, it is very important that you understand as well as possible who Jesus of Nazareth is and what His mission is. I want to read from John 10, 31 to 42 now to show you how Jesus helps you to correct your misunderstanding. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone Him. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these do you stone me? Jews answered Him, We do not stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods, those unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, Do you say of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, you blaspheme, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. If I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they again sought to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. And he went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John baptized at the first, and he stayed there. And many resorted to him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spoke of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Here then in these verses we have the details which should clear up all our misunderstandings. First, the condemnation. They were about to render an execution without trial. It's true, Moses' law required the execution of a heretic, but not without a hearing. He was to be brought before the elders, and people were to testify of his unsound faith, and then after careful examination, then they were to stone or execute the person. So Jesus protested. He said, I've done all these good works before you in the name of my Father, and now for which of those good works do you propose to stone me? And their reply is very significant, my friend, because they said, we do not stone you for a good work, but because you, being a man, are making yourself God. You see, there is one of the misunderstandings that they had, because it was not really that at all. They lacked information. Like I said, one cause for misunderstanding is the lack of information. And they lacked information. They thought that Jesus, being a man, was trying to be God. But, my friend, it's the other way around. Here was God being man, and they were not understanding this at all. So they sought to condemn him and to stone him without a trial. The second detail is the vindication. Jesus made an appeal to the Word of God. He said there's a scripture passage that says the people were called gods. Let me read here how it's put. Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? I checked on this in the Bible, and I found it located in Psalm 82:6. The people were called gods, and yet they were mortal, but they were called the children of God. Now, Jesus raises a very important question on that and vindicates himself, because he said, how is it then that you can say of the sent one, the one whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, that you blaspheme when you say you are the Son of God? A part of the problem was that they did not understand the nature of this miracle. God becoming man. I am trying to point out to you that Jesus vindicated his position and his statement, I and the Father are one, because this was the miracle of God becoming man, and they misunderstood that. Do you understand it? They needed to accept his statement, and so must you. He is the sanctified one sent and is indeed the Son of God. There is a third detail, the verification. I read that Jesus left that part of the country and went over beyond the Jordan where John had been baptizing, and many of them people came unto him, and many believed on him. He found a place where he would not be harassed and where they would not be threatening to stone him. in the place where John the Baptist had been ministering, and most likely where John the Baptist baptized Jesus, and there he found a kind of resort. He resorted thither, and many of them came unto him, the people came unto him, and then the response was, everything that John the Baptist said about this man is coming true. And John the Baptist performed no miracles, but his prophecies regarding this man are coming true. And many believed on him there. When you take it all together, my friend, the evidence is convincing. The verification is absolutely established. How can you still hesitate when many today are believing? Letters come from listeners in many countries telling us, I am a believer. Why don't you take that step too and become a believer? If you have any misunderstanding about Jesus, consider with care these details. Condemnation without a trial. The vindication in the appeal to God's word and the verification that many believed on him. Surely, these are helpful, and they can be helpful to you. They are details that give us a certainty of the truth. Correct your misunderstanding, my friend, and learn to know who Jesus is by accepting him as your personal Savior and the Son of God. O Lord, we ask again in Jesus' name that thou will take the truth of this message home to my friend's heart. Help him to understand how to yield himself unto Jesus and to correct his misunderstanding and to come to him in simple faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, I hope this teaching has blessed you. Do you have misunderstandings about who Jesus is? If you have questions about him, write to us at Hope for Today. We will take your questions to the Word of God and find answers for you. It's very important for you to know the truth about Jesus. Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Correct Your Misunderstandings. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request a copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. It is a study guide that follows these radio programs, and it will help you to learn more about what we are studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way to reach us is by email at this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Correct Your Misunderstandings. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in the Gospel of John. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, Overcoming Trouble. You won't want to miss it. And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.